Now, I want to speak to Graham Given, who's on this line. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Graham, I'm very well. What are you up to? You want to highlight something in relation to the football at Blanchflower Stadium?
I do, yes. Thanks for giving us your time. We're part of Harland Wolves, the sort of youth group. Harland youth team are hopefully putting together the Titanic Cup. Now, on Sunday, we're running in the match, a little tournament with 12 teams at Victoria Park, starting between 11 and 2 o'clock. So what I'm wanting to do today is really just tell you about what we're doing with Harland Youth and the idea of the Titanic Cup. And hopefully, as the years progress, then this will maybe develop into something bigger and better for Belfast. But on Sunday, if people want to come along, there's 12 teams playing in this competition, and we're being supported by Pathways Activities, who are bringing along climbing wall, inflatable assault course, inflatable bungee runs and archery, and there'll be food and all available. So we're trying to turn it into a community day. So if anybody's walking around Victoria Park wanting to feed the ducks, then they can always pop across the bridge and come and support the football team as well.
Good stuff. And is the plan sometime in the future for Harland Youth to eventually play at Blanchflower? Is that what I was reading?
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, Belfast Council, and we've been speaking with Jim Rogers and Gavin Robinson about this. Blanchflower, hopefully in the next 12 months, will be developed and will be a focal point for sport in East Belfast. A stadium of 1,300 seats, capacity of around about 3,500 people. What we're hoping to do over the next while is develop a competition that will be an icon for Belfast.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because the Titanic Cup, you know, we think of the Foil Cup, we think of what used to be the Milk Cup, the Super Cup NI, Coleraine have done it, Derry have been able to do it. It's an absolute shame there isn't a big festival of football here in Belfast.
Well, you've hit the nail on the head there. Not that we're wanting to compete with what is already there and is already very successful, but Belfast and our links with Harland and Wolf and obviously the Titanic. And part of this, the whole name as well, I've got to sort of give some homage to the father-in-law who used to talk about the little love cup that was donated by Molly Brown to the captain of the ship that came along and rescued all the people, some 700 passengers off the Titanic. So the idea of the Titanic Cup being part of Belfast, being part of Harland and Wolff, and you've got the cranes obviously across Belfast, which when we look up from the east reminds us of our history. So what we're trying to do is develop a youth team, you know, and at the minute we have over the last year developed a number of teams with the minis, under 13s, under 15s and 16s. But likewise, we also have the Frames playing, which meet in Lisburn, and we have some good coaches, Davy Mason, who runs the Frames there, is even in chatting with the organisers in London of the Frames competition, and he's trying to bring that.
What is the Frames? What is the Frames competition?
Well, Frames is really for children who use mobility.
Oh, right, yes, I'm familiar with it now, absolutely. Yes. I know the sport you're talking about. Yeah.
And so they meet up.
Yeah, I'm almost out of time, but that's being developed as well. The highlighting of it will be on Sunday. For people who do want to go, because I'm almost on top of the news, what time should they be there at Victoria Park on Sunday?
Well, kickoff is at 11, so any time after that, come along, and we'll hopefully be there to around about 2 o'clock when the prize giving's taking place.
Perfect job. There's an invitation for you. Get yourself along to Victoria Park. The news is next.